This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In here with Kim St. Ange, Carl Mittleman, Sue Thomas. I'm laughing here as we come into the show because I'm arguing with Carl over Kid Rock's choice of costume in the Oval Office yesterday. If you haven't seen the video of it, it's pretty spectacular. Looks like something Elvis might have worn, except it's red. It's like a bodysuit that's red with the American flag on it. Carl's like, why would you wear that to the White House? I'm like, he's a rock star. Like, if David Lee Roth ended up at the White House, what do you think he'd wear? Like, something outrageous. Uh-huh. So,
but wouldn't you want to be respectful of the office and wear a suit? I get it. It's Kid Rock. That's his thing. He and Trump have a connection.
Like,
but maybe he should have.
I'm not a rock star.
You know, classed it up a little bit.
But the EO was about helping performers.
Scalping tickets,
and,
yeah.
You know, he just. That's what he was wearing.
So isn't he a businessman also then?
Who?
Kid Rock.
Of course he is.
Well,
but he's also a rock
like
star.
A businessman.
What is up with celebrities getting to get away with these crazy, weird outfits that nobody else could ever wear?
But Britney Spears
for some
wasn't
reason,
wearing much in the last picture I saw her.
Well, in many pictures, she's not wearing much these days when she does her little weird dances on Instagram. It's like they can just, they're invincible about whatever they wear. Like, sure, yep. Yeah, that
it's
looks
true.
Great.
It's true. Anyway, that executive order is designed to bring down ticket prices, and we talked about that
it.
A little bit earlier. What's that?
All for it.
We'll see if it actually happens.
I'm all for it as
nothing
well.
Nothing will change.
I don't think anything will change. We'll see. We'll find out about that. We got lots coming up for you. We're going to get to Todd Byro, host of Fox and Friends, first in a few minutes, and bottom of the hour, we'll talk more about it is 2A Tuesday. We'll talk about the Second Amendment challenges going on around the country. It is Election Day, right? Today in Illinois, they are voting. There are school board elections. There are municipal elections going on, and the polls are open. Here's something that's about to change, I believe. I was reading over the rules of what's going on in Illinois today. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Kim. You could show up at the polls today in Illinois having not been registered ever and still vote.
Yeah, so you can't.
That is so screwy.
When I've been researching this morning, it sounds like you have to register to vote online 16 days before the election, but you can show up in person and still register to vote today. And in fact, if you already are a registered voter, in many cases, you are not required to provide any sort of a photo ID.
No.
At least that's what one website said.
I'm hoping a lot of that is about to change. I really am. But here's the part that is going to change, I think. Today is Election Day in Illinois. Your ballot, if you're going to mail it in, has to be postmarked by today, but it can be received up to 14 days from now and still count.
That's ridiculous.
How is that a thing? Like, when your taxes are due on April 15th or whatever the date is this year.
15th.
If you owe money and it's not there, you have to pay a penalty for that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the penalty if you're a voter? I think you know what the deadline is to date. If you're too lazy to get your butt to the polls or to vote early enough if you have to mail it that it's going to get there on election day, then it shouldn't count. I'm sorry. This is pretty simple. they've made it voting month now, not voting day, and there's plenty of time for you to vote. And I think that's one of the things in Congress that they're looking at trying to change. So hopefully moving forward, we can get a little more sanity in all this. Maybe some paper ballots, maybe some voter ID around the country, so you don't have what they've discovered in DOGE with what's been going on with Social Security and people automatically being registered to vote. They found illegals voting. Ones brought in during the Biden administration are being signed up for Social Security and being allowed to vote. It's maddening, and we're going to get to all that for you coming up here in just a minute. Carl, first, though, let's get to some of the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
I said, I'm sorry.
For what?
And I apologize.
For what?
I have nothing against your car, and I have nothing against you.
So why did you write a swastika on a Tesla?
Obviously, I have something against Elon Musk, but that's not...
Yeah. There's one of the loony bin people who've been writing, vandalizing Tesla cars, writing swastikas and other graffiti on the side of these cars. They caught the guy. They caught him. They found him on Facebook because the cameras on these Teslas are so good. They identified him, and the guy went and confronted him. And he admitted to it, and he goes, I got nothing against you. I just don't like Elon Musk. And the guy goes, you didn't hurt Elon. You hurt me because I paid for that car a long time ago. So this is what we're facing.
President Trump doesn't want American industries to survive. He wants them to thrive. And that's exactly what his tariff and trade policy is going to do.
Yeah, thank you. And today is the eve of Liberation Day. We had a report on this from Madeline Rivera from Fox a little earlier. You can go back and listen to it on demand. But basically tomorrow, and he still hasn't decided on all the particulars, he's going to even the playing field when it comes to unfair tariffs around the world.
I can't say what they say. I haven't lived that. But I have no reason not to believe anything they say because they've earned my trust. And for that, I am grateful.
Yeah, that's NASA astronaut Barry Butch Wilmore there after being rescued from the space station after 9 months by none other than Elon Musk and Donald Trump because Joe Biden delayed their return for political reasons.
Once you're in the country, you can apply for a work document. And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That is Antonio Gracias. Did you hear any of this yesterday? He's the one teaming up with Elon Musk on DOGE. And they were in, I think they were in Wisconsin where they were, where they've been up. I know Musk has been up there because there's that big election today for the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. They were holding a presentation on the stage regarding what they found at Social Security. And they were blown away. They said, this wasn't what we were looking for at all. We stumbled across it. There was this sharp increase in Social Security numbers issued in the last 2 years. Guess why? Because, well, I'll let him explain it. Go to cut 8, Carl, please.
Once you're in the country and you got asylum through one of these pathways, and we mapped the whole thing out, you can apply for a work document. You file a 765, it's the work form, you get this form called the 766, that's the authorization, and then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail your Social Security number. No interview, no ID.
This is worth like just reiterating. It's not people sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep,
no.
They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people.
What you suspected was going on the whole time, what we told you on this radio station years ago was going on, is exactly what it was. It was an attempt to bring people in and automatically give them a path to citizenship, some official recognition, so Social Security could send them a card. Then, as a result of having the Social Security card, they started getting Medicaid benefits, billions of dollars being wasted on non-citizens. And then, guess what? Many of them were automatically registered to vote.
And they found evidence, they claim, of a lot of them actually voting, which is now being investigated.
Well, maybe that would account for some of the 20 million extra votes, the ballots that were cast back in 2020 for Biden.
Maybe,
would that not have been it?
I think this would have been post-Biden getting elected.
That would make sense, because that would have been under Trump.
Yeah, when this sharp spike happened was after Biden opened the border and then changed the asylum rules to start granting asylum to anybody that crossed the border and said, I want asylum.
It's crazy.
They were basically automatically granted asylum and then given a Social Security number. This is the fraud that was wrought on you by the Biden administration. And more of it's going to come out. And I hope people start getting frog marched into prison soon, because that's the only fairness that's going to happen here. All right, we'll get to a quick break. Coming up, Todd Pyro, Fox and Friends First, is just about on the line right now. We'll be right back.
It might be almost a week later, but we are still celebrating the birthday of Mr. Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First.
You know what? I do appreciate that. And those of you who are fans of my appearances on Gutfeld know that that is also known on Gutfeld as Caucasian Appreciation Day. Again, he loves making fun of me because I'm white.
Yeah, wait a minute. He is too.
The argument is I am extra white.
Oh, okay.
Well, he could identify as black, and that would make him black, though, right?
Sure. No, that's a good point. Like when you order a cheese pizza and you're like, I would like extra cheese.
Yes.
That's kind of me.
You're extra cheesy?
Extra white.
Yeah, well, look, we've all known for years that I'm extra cheesy. But specifically with regard to this analogy, I think that's what Greg is trying to communicate, that even amongst white people, I have an extra creamy tone.
Is it your dance moves or what gives it away?
That is funny.
Probably the answer is yes to all.
What
if you name it, it's probably the reason for my extra whiteness in his eyes.
So your birthday was Friday. Did you like celebrate over the weekend with your family? What'd you do?
So on Friday night when we got the kids from school, we just went low-key, a nice pizza, and we just had fun, you know, kids being silly, goofy. My youngest, my God, she shares my same ability to modulate her voice volume the entire restaurant. She was just yelling, not angry, just happy, you know, which is very, very daddy-like. And then on Saturday, we had the in-laws and the sister-in-law and the kids over the house and had an amazing meal that I proceeded to eliminate from my body the not the posterior way, but the opposite of that. Early on Saturday morning, Sunday morning, excuse me, because I think I've been really healthy the last 4 months, ever since the start of the year, 3 months. And I just don't think my body can handle
too much
fat. Yeah, so I went for it, and then my body said,
You eat pizza, and then you put one vegetable in, and your body thinks, whoa, this is too healthy, got to get rid of it.
Yeah, it was an ugly morning, and to be honest, like, I'm still recovering. Like, I'm not crushing it right now in terms of life, but you know, we'll be fine. This is it's all normal.
Yeah, you know, Todd, I got to ask you. I was marveling this morning at the mainstream media, at least, freaking out over Donald Trump's claims that he's going to run for a third term. I said it reminds me of somebody using a laser pointer with a cat.
Right.
Because constitutionally, he can't do it. But like your friend Jimmy Failla reported yesterday on his show, I think it was a great observation. By talking about that, nobody's talking about the fact that now he's effectively a lame duck, because now they're all afraid that he's going to run again.
It's an interesting point. And just for your listeners, the way that the rumor is that he would go about doing it is he would run as J.D. Vance's vice president, and then J.D. Vance would hand the reins over to him.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of assumptions implicit in that. One, that J.D. Vance wins the primary. Two, that J.D. Vance would play along with such a scheme and so on and so forth. But just the fact that he said that, it's like automatic, he wants to be a dictator. Dictator for life. they can't focus on the policy. They just can't. That's why Signal last week absorbed all of last week, because it was a non-policy thing. Mm-hmm. So
it was all over SNL. Did you see that skit? They did the cold open, and then they did another skit for, what was it, Weekend Update or something?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit jealous of Hegseth, you know, my former colleague, getting on SNL before me. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm very comical.
That's true. Yeah, he made the opening skit, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was the actor? I didn't see the skit. Was he pretty good?
It wasn't bad.
I'm not
going to
lie.
Did you see it?
I did not see it. I just saw it online, but I saw Hegseth's name, and I said, well, you know, I'm jealous now because he made Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, but now you have Gutfeld's show, and he can't probably go back on there now that he's Secretary of Defense, right?
He's probably got, you know, a few years where that's not going to be possible. Yeah. But again, like, what about after? You don't see a lot of Secretaries of Defense popping up on Gutfeld. Like, Lloyd Austin has not had his moment with Greg yet. So
he's still AWOL.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no kidding.
Still in the hospital.
Todd, glad you had a good birthday, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Go Battlehawks.
Battlehawks.
Oh, yeah, Battlehawks.
That's right.
There we go.
Take care, buddy. We appreciate it.
Caw-caw!
Yeah, that's caw-caw! Somebody got on me yesterday. How come nobody's giving any love to the Battlehawks? I don't know. I kind of forgot.
Hey, I reported that yesterday.
They'll have a home game this weekend, and we'll talk more about it. How about that? I promise you. All right, coming up, we'll get to 2-8 Tuesday. Our friend Mark Walters back right after the break.
Just learned the Birmingham police have arrested a 15-year-old using a recently signed law banning devices that convert guns into machine guns. It's their first arrest under the state's new Glock ban. Officers say that the boy was arrested Monday afternoon on 9th Terrace North while police were investigating a suspicious car. Police said he had both a handgun and one of those conversion devices commonly referred to as a Glock switch. That law just signed by Governor Kay Ivey into law on Wednesday. At a news conference last week, Interim Chief Michael Pickett described the new law as another tool his department can use to address devices that he says have caused devastation and mass destruction within seconds.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
That was a report out of Birmingham, Alabama. I just paid my first visit to Birmingham, Alabama. And apparently the state of Alabama has passed a law now on these Glock switches. Now, as you heard the reporter, she said it was the Glock ban. Well, it's not exactly, they didn't ban Glocks. They banned that switch that can be attached to the back end of the receiver on a Glock that acts like a almost like a rubber band would. It just causes the handgun to recycle, and it would makes it fire more rapidly. I don't know if it's going to fire exactly like a fully automatic, but if you were able to do that, you'd still have to pull the trigger each time, I do believe. But it would make it function more quickly. Now, the odd thing about this is that they were already banned federally. There was already a federal law to ban these Glock switches, but the state of Alabama decided to go ahead and do it anyway. And I don't know exactly why they did that. They said they felt it would give local authorities more tools in their tool bag. I don't know. To me, you missed the point here. I want people locked up who break the law, right? And I know that if you're a regular everyday Second Amendment lover, and I don't know why you would want one of these, to be honest with you. But if you're not breaking the law, I don't see the problem with you having one. It's no different than the stock you could put on some semi-automatic rifles to make them fire more like a fully automatic rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to get back to the foundation of this country and the Second Amendment, which says you shall not, of course,
stop me from owning a weapon, mm-hmm. then it doesn't say anything about what kind of weapon that is. They had fully automatic weapons, machine guns, Gatling guns when the Constitution was written. It gets back to the belief, if you're a legislator, that you have the ability to change people's behavior.
It's a heart issue. I think there's also something to be said for cities like St. Louis actually prosecuting people who break the law, right? That's really not happening like it should be. So you want to have some level of a deterrent. And right now, I think a lot of these criminals know they can commit a crime and they have a decent shot at getting some sort of a silly plea deal or basically it's a slap on the wrist. So I think it's a coupling of it's laws passed to make sure that there are strong deterrents in place and a heart issue. Just trying to take away the guns from everybody isn't going to stop it, because we've talked about this so often. The people who are going out and committing these crimes with the guns, half the time they're the people who shouldn't have one in the first place. They're a felon or whatever the case may be. They're 16 years old.
Yes.
You passing a gun law is not going to take that gun away from the person because they shouldn't have it in the first place.
And it's not going to stop the person who's got the gun. I would argue that most of these people who are arrested for crimes are not being arrested for the very first time. There's a good chance they've already been arrested.
Yeah.
If they're a felon, they're not allowed to have the weapon anyway. Having the extra law that, well, you also had a Glock switch, I'm not sure that the point is, if you're not arresting people and throwing them in jail, which is a problem we've had in St. Louis for years, you're not putting them in jail and keeping them there, you're not beginning to address the crime problem. Mm-hmm. And the first thing Tashara Jones did, speaking of elections a week from today, first thing she did was empty out the workhouse where people were being held awaiting trial in the city of St. Louis. So she put all the criminals, many of them, back into the community. Surprise, surprise, it affected crime rates. Because people aren't held accountable for what they do. We've been trying to get hold of our friend Mark Walters here as we speak, and we're not haven't been able to reach him this morning for some reason. But regardless, this is just one of the things he's keeping an eye on, because he had this on his website, Armed American News, the Alabama Glock switch ban, which of course already banned federally, as we said, and those are just stories that we're trying to keep up with these days. You know, I have been keeping an eye on this primarily because the bump stock ban and some of the other things that happened, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that happened during the first Trump administration. These are things that even with a Republican administration in office, if you're a freedom-loving Second Amendment supporter, you have to follow these issues. Because there are cases where that was an accessory. Now, eventually we won on that, right? I believe we won on that, or at least the brace rule we got reversed. All you're doing is banning an accessory. You're not banning a firearm. You're banning something you can put on a firearm, like a bandolier or something like that. I mean, it just, some of these things at the end of the day just don't make any sense. Clearly, we're not going to be able to get a hold of Mark. So we'll just plan to maybe get a hold of him and get him on the show next week. Things happen. I don't know. Maybe he had overslept this morning, you think?
I don't
he's
know.
He's an hour ahead of us. So it's 8:45 there. If he's sleeping in this late,
here's what I'm going to say.
We're
going to
give him some grief.
Phone dead. That is what I'm
saying. Oh, you think his phone is dead?
I've been texting him.
I feel like men are notorious for not charging their phone as much. Like women, I feel like we're always kind of OCD about having our phones charged.
And that's how you burn your batteries out quickly.
Well, I have heard you're supposed to let it die.
Yes.
And then charge it. But I'm talking about keeping it dead.
I think you're a phonist. How dare you accuse me of that?
I'm really sorry. Do you forgive me?
That's very sexist of you to allege that I would not properly charge my phone.
Like multiple men are guilty of that.
No, Jesse J. Duff has that happen all the time, too.
We could just
dead
be
phones?
Ignoring you.
Mm-hmm. Well, also that. If you don't pick up my phone call and it goes straight to voicemail, Mark, I will assume that you are intentionally not picking it up. Screening my calls.
What's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
Well, speaking of being phonist, did you know that toddlers these days actually can be transphobic and homophobic?
I did not.
Parents, grandparents alike, you need to be on guard in case your little one is transphobic. Wait until you hear what happened to one of these toddlers in England.
Kim on a Whim.
Quick shout out to Trisha, our boss who just brought us donuts. I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's my Kim on a Whim. Let's talk about
the food, Trisha,
that I'm constantly craving. Yeah. Baby's very happy with the sugar that I'm about to eat. And the pretzels that you brought.
Tell.
The peanut butter filled pretzels.
He
that I'm,
was already
eating during
kicking
this break.
Morning, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he or she, we don't know.
Oh, that's right.
We don't know. Okay, the story I really want to talk about is just crazy. So, you know, you hear a lot about, oh, you're transphobic or, oh, you're homophobic, all these things to describe adults. Where apparently now toddlers, too, can be homophobic and transphobic. There was a situation in England where they say a toddler was transphobic or homophobic, one of the two, and it ended up being that this 3 or 4 year old was kicked out of school. The nursery that this child went to. Is that not psychotic? Where are we going with this?
Like, some kid came in a pink diaper and he started laughing at him. I mean, what do we know the details?
Him.
I don't know.
They have not disclosed any of the details. Only said the kid was 3 or 4. And this is not some isolated incident. They did some digging and they found that 94 students at state primary schools, again, this is England, so they're calling them state primary schools, had been suspended or in some cases expelled because of transphobia or homophobia during the 2022-2023 academic year.
So he looked at little Patty and he said he, when little Patty was actually a she.
I guess.
We don't
I
know.
Mean,
I mean, you like misgendered them somehow.
Like, don't you realize at this point that little kids, especially at that age, will say whatever is on their mind?
Yes.
There's not much going on there. It's not like there's actually hate. It's just they see something and they say it, and it can be really awkward at times.
We got to find out the details of how this happened because, I mean, first of all, it's not too early to point out. Donald Trump has saved America from this, at least temporarily. The sanity has started to come back to America on this issue. Can we agree to that?
Yeah.
Can we agree? Yeah, absolutely. Because in Europe, how many incidents were there?
94.
94 incidents in primary schools. Mm-hmm.
So this is, I guess, the oldest kid they're saying was 7 years old. Who would have been suspended or expelled. We talk about this upcoming election on Tuesday. It's election day in Illinois right now, so go vote if you live there. But Missouri, April 8th, okay? That's a big day. Even if you don't have kids in that district where you say, oh, this doesn't really matter, who cares, whatever, you should care because this sounds like, oh, that would never happen. That's England. They're crazy over there. No, we would have said the same thing about what's happening here in the United States 10 years ago. And look where we are. It's the little changes. If you don't push back, this is what our future could be. So this is why these smaller elections that some of you are going to sit there and say, well, this is annoying. I don't have time to go vote. Make it a priority. Go vote. I don't care if you don't have kids in the district. I don't have kids in the district. I'm going to vote because it's that important. And that's why you have your voter's guide out that you can find on the front page of 971FMTalk.com. Did I take it that
right? Yeah, 971Talk.com.
What did I say?
That's right.
Okay,
you
I'm losing my mind here.
It's just 971Talk.com.
Thank you. You guys get what I mean. You've posted about it online. I've shared it. You are having the candidates on that you have endorsed.
Honestly, even in the Francis Howe district, I mean, look at the background of the two candidates that are running against Randy Cook and Ashley Sturm. Mm-hmm. The other two are radical left when it comes to these issues, DEI and all of it. And if you put them on the board, they're going to vote for policies like that in your district. Policies like this, potentially. I don't think, I'm not saying they're going to be kicking toddlers out of preschool, but you could argue it's a slippery slope if it gets so ridiculous that accidentally referring to somebody, you look at him, you think it's a guy, you say he, and it's a she, and you get in trouble for that. You've really gone off the rocker at that point.
I bet you that was what happened.
I bet it was
something so simple, and you're kicked out of preschool. You've got to be kidding me.
You were just saying you don't know if it's a he or a she. But God knows.
That's That's true.
That's right. It's already been determined before he or she is born. This right? Coming up in August. Won't be long now. All right, coming up, we're going to get to David Randleman. He is running for the school board in Lindbergh. We'll talk about that race and more. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.